Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. We are your humble, happy hosts, broadcasting live from lovely Austin, Texas. Julie, welcome to today's radio show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure, and it's one of my favorite topics because it touches you every part of your life if you want it to. New construction, so many people kind of ignore that spoke, and I really want these guys to embrace it and not just understand it. You know, it's a funny thing. The more you know about something, the more you are likely to promote it. You know, it's kind of like when you're replacing the roof on your house, and now all of a sudden you notice there's all these different types of roofs when you're driving around that you didn't notice before, or you're about to buy a new car and you notice all of those types of cars that are on the road. Awareness leads you to taking more action, is my thought on this. And, you know, and even the guys that think that there is none out there, of course there's new construction. You just have to find what flavor it is. But back to you. Go ahead. I pontificate.
Home building confidence soared to the highest level in 12 years as Trump rolls back regulations. This is right from CNBC. This morning we're going to do a little article on this article. It's going on the website. The nation's home builders couldn't be happier that President Trump's first move to roll back strict environmental rules. A monthly index of builder sentiment jumped 6 points to the highest level in 12 years. The National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Housing Index hit 71 in March, a sizable jump from 58 in March of 2016. Anything above 50 is considered positive sentiment. Builders are buoyed by the President Trump's actions on regular blah, 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 blah. You guys get the point, okay? So those are builders that are feeling optimistic, and they're going to be doing more new construction. They're going to be starting more subdivisions, which makes yesterday's and today's radio show even more relevant. We are always going to be giving you guys practical, tactical things that you can be doing immediately to get yourselves into action and make money. Please don't just use this show every day just to sort of motivate you or we keep you company while you're exercising or you're having your glass of wine in the evening or you're whatever you're doing. I want you to use this information to actually put yourself in a position to help yourself, help others, and make money. Again, take action on these ideas. Please don't listen passively. Brokers, office managers, I know you guys are using this for training, but you cannot be lazy either. When you send our podcast out to your office and you're telling your agents to listen, make sure you're asking for feedback. For example, you send it out to your office of, say, 500 agents. I know a lot of you guys, you know, that's exactly what you're doing. And you're saying, okay, here's Tim and Julie's podcast. I want you to then ask them to respond to you and say, what are the two or three things you're going to be implementing from this podcast or from what you learned today? Sometimes they might not have anything. That's fine. Topic may not have been, you know, in alignment with what they wanted. Other times it's going to be like today and yesterday's shows and maybe tomorrow's shows. It's going to be chock full of specific tactical things that you can get off your butts now and go do now and make money, you know, in the next 30 to 60 days. Hopefully that's what you guys are looking for in your real estate coaches. So, Julie, let's just jump right – oh, you have some Facebook things to shout out, don't you?
Just a couple of things. One of our great premier members, Chad Allen Jackson, who is in New York, said late night at the office before a snowstorm and posted some beautiful pictures of his office and was showing off. He, too, just like somebody else I mentioned last week in the podcast, he, too, has put together a script book that he uses with tabs. He's got his schedule in front of him. He's got his some great pictures in front of him, keeping him motivated. So thank you for posting that, Chad, and motivating others. There you are preparing for that huge snowstorms you guys dealt with, keeping yourself organized and getting to work. Then I have a shout-out to member Adam Antoniscus. Sorry if I kill your guys' last names. I never mean to. Adam Antoniscus or close, who said, tonight I have my first listing appointment where I will be using the pre-listing package and all of the tools from the listing presentation. Wish me luck. Well, guess what? Lots of our members responded. I know, but lots of our members stepped up and said, hey, congratulations on the appointment. Good luck. Let us know how it goes. And, of course, not only did he take the listing, but he's also writing a non-contingent offer on another house. And as soon as they have that offer accepted, he gets the listing. So he actually ended up getting two deals, not just one. So congratulations. Well done. Nice job implementing, studying how you're supposed to present the pre-listing package and already monetizing it. So excellent job to Adam. Back to you, Tim.
Well, I mean, you know, what's really awesome about that is, you know, I'm not even saying facetiously, you don't need luck. Guys, when you have the listing presentation and you have a pre-listing pack and you're following the system, you don't need luck. You really don't. You just need to show up and you need to follow the system and you need to take the listing. The pre-listing pack will do most of the work, if not all of the work, for you. The only thing that's going to be really, if you follow our listing presentation, if you listen to the training, it's as far as Premier Coaching, and you just do exactly what we say, by the time you get to the house, as long as you don't fart when you walk in the house, you're going to get the listing. That has to be your mindset. Or just do something stupid, right? You're going to take the listing because the pre-listing pack has done the work for you. And because this is it, I want you guys just to have this in your minds. You're no longer real estate agents. You have some listing agent coming over to your house tonight. You're not looking forward to this appointment because they're disrupting your evening. You're not looking forward to the appointment because, remember, you're not in real estate. You're something else, and you have to sell your house. You have this agent, this stranger coming over to your house. That you're not looking forward to having to deal with their commission, not looking forward to having to deal with their opinion of what your house is valued, and certainly not wanting to have them tell you what your house needs and doesn't need and all this crap, right? You're just absolutely loathing the idea that this stranger is going to be in your house disrupting your already very busy evening. Are you with me? What the pre-listing pack does is it sends over ahead of time answers to all the questions that they would have otherwise had that they weren't looking forward to confronting you with, and all the questions they hadn't even thought of asking that you're also getting out of the way. Do you guys see why this works so well? Because then when you go over to the house, they're going to absolutely positively love the fact that you have removed the tension. You have already resolved the issues that were remaining unanswered in their mind just for the very fact that you sent over a pre-listing pack. Sometimes will be the reason you get the listing. We hear that all the time. Read the comments on Facebook. They will say, I sent a pre-listing pack over. Now, other agents sent over something similar, or, you know, not similar, but a pre-listing pack, but it wasn't like what I'm using because of Harris. And that's the difference. A difference, one of the many hundreds of differences that you guys get when you follow the system. So listen, yes, luck, I guess, if you want to blame it on luck. I don't, you know, luck is what you prepare. Luck is opportunity meets preparedness. And you took that listing because you had the opportunity, you took it, and you were prepared, and you deserve the listing. You've earned it. That's the mindset. Don't have this mindset that, oh, if I get it, I don't. If the stars aligned, I'll get it. If da, 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 da. Nope. Business approach. You're going out there. You're going to follow the system. You'll get a consistent result when you follow it consistently. I mean, you know, that really is the mindset of a champion. And you're going to do it every single time. Every single listing you go on, you're going to take. Have that mindset. And be like, absolutely exacerbated if you don't take a listing. Don't allow yourself to be one of these loser agents that tries to blame external things for not accomplishing your goal. For example, oh, they must have had a friend who is a realtor. So what? You could have still beat them had you followed the system. Yeah, well, they must have had, the other agent must have discounted their commission. The other agent must have told them a higher price. They blah, 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 blah. All these excuses that we give ourselves to fail and not be introspective to improve. Those are the thoughts of a loser. You want to stop doing that if you're doing it at all. When you lose, when you don't get something, it's your fault. Extreme ownership. You got to go in there, be introspective about why you didn't get it, and then don't make the same mistake twice. Look, guys, everyone makes a mistake once. Don't make the same mistake twice, right? Guys, get it? Follow the program. I don't know how else to say it. I'm so excited for so many of you guys experiencing more success than most of you have ever in your entire lives, and it is so cool to be your invisible co-pilot on these experiences. It excites me legitimately, as does Julie and all of our faculty and staff. So keep sharing your stories on Facebook. Guys, drill down. You are in the right place at the right time. Absolutely, positively take the right actions. Julie, let's just jump right back in where we left off yesterday.
You got it. All right, excellent. So again, topic du jour, not just knowing about new construction, but knowing what to do about it. So we started yesterday a discussion going from the easiest way to monetize your new construction, newfound knowledge, to traveling towards the most advanced. So just a quick review, and then we're going to get to point number five. We talked about the easiest way to get into this after you have made yourself aware of who's building what, where, and for what price. So the first part was educational. Then you can sit in the new construction model during the hours the builder doesn't have coverage with their staff. You can then move on to creating a relationship with new build reps, sales managers at different projects, where they're going to refer the resale listings. In other words, the listings that people come in with, I want to build, but I've got to sell my house, And that new build model rep isn't going to take that listing 9 times out of 10. They can refer it to you. Then you move on to perhaps listing the spec homes that the builder has under construction or is about to start. You move up from there, list everything the builder has. Sometimes that's one or two. Sometimes it's a 200-home subdivision, representing them on the entire project. Obviously, we're getting more advanced here. And then on up the food chain, number 5, sell as much as you can yourself once you have these relationships to your own buyers, controlling more and more of the project and keeping the builder as happy as possible so that you then can move on to future developments with that same builder or developer. Then you can move up to bringing the builder or developer land that you've found, sell them the land, list the homes they build on it, sell those homes and or lots. You can sometimes sell those to other builders depending on the development, and then lather, rinse, repeat. And if you really want to go advanced, develop the land yourself or with your investors, and this might include house-by-house teardowns, rehabs, or even larger projects. So that's 1 through 7. I put it in order of easiest to kind of wet your feet with to most advanced and potentially more of an investment. Does that make sense, Tim, like kind of a step-by-step how to get into this?
Yes, and just a little, Julie's point number 5, sell as much as yourself to your own buyers, controlling more of the project and keeping the builder as happy as possible for future developments. One of the easiest ways for you guys to do that is using a system like 800homehotline.com. It basically, you guys, if you've been in the business for more than 10 years, you'll be familiar with the IVR systems. They're little sign writers that sit on top of for sale signs and say for free 24-hour record info on this house call, you know, whatever the 800 number is in the extension. If you don't, well, so here's how it works. When somebody calls that 800 number, like, for example, I want to find out the price on a house. I'm parked in front of the listing, new construction or otherwise. I call the number, and then the information is going to give me the price on the house. The price on the house then is it's going to give me the price range of the house. You've called on 123 Elm Street. It's a beautiful two-bedroom, three-bath home, you know, listed in the mid-600s, right? So there's the information. But what happens is in the back, or the back of that process is that you're actually going to get a text from the system, 800 Home Hotline, with the buyer's phone number, the person who just called on your sign. They're then going to get a call back from you. So they're sitting in front of the sign. They call for information on the house. They hear a very brief recording. All the while, you're being sent their contact information. You then call them back, and you say this: "Hey, this is Tim Harris with ABC Realty. As a courtesy, when people call our 800 number, we'd like to give them a quick call back, see if they have any questions about the home they called about." And the reactions, assuming you call them back fast, what we call furiously fast lead follow-up, when you call them back fast, will blow your mind. They'll be surprised. They'll be impressed. They will be sometimes a little stupefied. And then you follow our script, right? And the third question of our script, remember, guys, is, by the way, which house in the neighborhood are you thinking about selling? So in other words, every single sign call you get from a new construction buyer house, I want you to turn that into a listing lead. Depending on the price range of what – now, this obviously works in your resale, too, the strategy I just told you. Every house you ever have for sale, depending on the price range, I'll give you that, you're going to find usually 30, sometimes 50% of all the buyers that are presenting as buyers actually also have properties to sell, or their neighbors thinking about selling their own home and they're pricing them. Or, and depending on your market, they could be houses that are about to expire and they're trying to find the price of the house. You guys get it? This works incredibly well on coming soon listings, because on coming soon listings where they're not in the MLS, then you're going to peel off all the neighbors who are calling and price shopping, and then you can pick off the listings that are coming soon in that neighborhood. If Julie and I were to ever get back into real estate, implementing an 800 home hotline system would be the first thing we would do without a shadow of a doubt, because it's the easiest way to double in listings and get in front of sellers quickly. This is how you make one listing into 5 transactions, because you're able to actually go in there, double in the house, or at least at the very least find some more listings, or maybe buyers call and you sell them something else. You need a system like that, but it doesn't work unless you do. Furiously fast lead follow-up is the secret sauce to making this or any lead follow-up system work. Julie, next point.
Yes, that's it. So now we're going to get into, all right, I get this. I understand the opportunity. I've researched where the new construction is. I'm clear on what's happening in my area. I know what the plan could be. How am I supposed to get started? Remember, we're always making things as practical and tactical and applicable for all of you listening as possible. So how do you get started? Well, number one, as we mentioned, find the new construction first. Create a file, a spreadsheet, a PDF. Even if you have to jot it down old school in a spiral notebook, some way of having your own new construction MLS for quick reference. You're creating your own new construction MLS because most times it's not going to be in your regular MLS. And if you do have new construction in there, it's usually not a complete compilation of what's out there. The local builder associations can also help you know who's building what, where, and for what price. You know, for example, if you're in Texas, TexasBuilders.org, it's a great membership, and it actually is alphabetical, who's building what, where, and for what price. So figure out what's going on first, education. Secondly, action steps. Determine which builders have new construction representatives on site, either in model homes or in trailers. You can call them, you can visit, you can figure out, and you're going to prioritize those at step number three. Prioritize the builders who have reps on site for the sake of building your resale referral network. Make sense so far, Tim? Step-by-step stuff.
It does. And actually, you got me thinking about one of my personal coaching clients. He actually works for, the best way to describe it is a development marketing company. So what they do is they go out and they solicit builders who are building big construction areas, and then they'll basically go and they'll put a sales team on site. So the builders themselves aren't selling their units. They hire this guy's company to do it, and this is a huge company. And all the major markets basically on the West Coast. So you have to have some level of familiarity that when you walk into the builder's new construction, you might actually discover that you're not dealing with an indirect employee of the builder. You're actually dealing with an employee of the third-party company they hired to sell the properties for them. It would be very good for you to know that prior to walking in, so at least you can have some better information on what you're dealing with. The more sophisticated companies, like if you're in San Francisco, if you're in L.A., if you're in New York, you guys get the idea? These big dense areas where you're seeing these big luxury high rises go up, that's you're almost certainly not dealing with a direct employee of the builder. You're almost certainly dealing with somebody who's actually a professional salesperson who's got lots of experience selling on behalf of this marketing company. And some of these guys are, very successful. Some of these new build reps you're going to walk into have all kinds of background and experience. So just have that, again, do some homework. Find out if it's the new construction trailer or model or whatever. Find out if that's being run directly by the builder, or find out if it's being run by one of these third-party companies. Then you can do some more homework on the company. You can find out what their developments they're doing. You can find out if they've ever listed properties before. You can – all that good stuff. One of the nice things when you deal with these big third-party marketing companies that represent builders is that those people are never licensed. They're always employees. This is good. And here's the part I really like. They cannot, by agreement with these new developers, they cannot sell competing projects. They cannot take the leads that they generate from being on that particular site, and they cannot then send those buyers or take those buyers someplace else. So in other words, if that buyer walks in, doesn't like their product, that buyer is dead to them. You guys get it? So what happens to those leads? What happens to those buyers that have to sell before they can buy one of those new construction projects? What happens if that new build rep wants an afternoon off and maybe you go in there and set the model for him? Are you seeing what we're saying? Take actions, guys. Next point, Julie.
All right, exactly. So next on your list of to-dos, your action points, actually visit each development. Get to know the product first before you go asking for anything in return. And I wrote down the following questions. Do they have spec homes? How do they handle home sale contingencies? Do they have in-house or special financing arrangements that can help you with your buyers, for example? Where else are they building? Do they ever list with agents on a house-by-house basis or perhaps entire projects? Who is their typical buyer? Asking these questions shows your interest and your enthusiasm, and getting the answers helps you know how to monetize the relationship. Again, educate yourself first. Show your interest before you go asking for something in return. It just makes sense. Law of reciprocity. Action step number five, create a pop-by plan to build relationships and get the inside scoop on available homes. Be the one they call when someone backs out of a new home that's just been completed. Got it? It happens all the time for various reasons. Houses are like 80% built. Somebody backs out. Maybe they couldn't sell their home because nobody's been referring the resale, right? And so that becomes an inventory home and very sellable. That's an advantage to all of you guys who are starved for inventory, nothing to sell your buyers. Find out about these homes that are coming back into builder inventory. Use our 12-month Center of Influence plan for ideas on pop buys or our private Facebook page to see what other Harris members are doing with new construction relationships. Many of you guys are making this part of your prospecting. This has become a major spoke to some of our members because it's not just a one-time, you know, pop in once and then it's going to work or it's not. You're relationship building. So pop by, you know, St. Patrick's Day is coming up. Bring some, you know, shamrock cookies. And maybe next month you do something else and maybe something for the 4th of July. Some of you are in different markets where maybe you've got a lot of veterans. Do something having to do with that. So have some Popeyes and make this part of your regular prospecting. Again, this is, I would call it very friendly, easy prospecting, as well as educating yourself on what's out there, and then you're going to spin that into a relationship where you're going to benefit because you'll be helping more people with both buying and selling. We're just using new construction as your excuse du jour. So step number 6, take appropriate buyers from your pipeline to the right projects and sell what you can. Remember, builders offering financing equals higher price point, same payment for your buyers in some cases, right? So we talked about this a little bit yesterday. When there's special financing, there's buy down of the interest rate. Usually that adjusts after a few years, but it gets them into a bigger, potentially better house. Yeah, it's more expensive than the resale you've been showing them, but they're probably going to have the same payment at least for a few years. So for some buyers, that's appropriate. But either way, the more buyers you take, and Tim, you touched on this yesterday, the more buyers you take through each individual project, you're showing that you're trying to help that new build rep and or builder and developer sell their product. They're going to be a lot more open to helping you out through either listing specs or referring those resale leads to you. Just makes sense. Anything you'd like to add to that, Tim? I'm kind of on a step-by-step roll here.
No, I think it's great. Keep going.
Okay, so step number 7, take appropriate new build reps, okay, the ones that are open to this concept of referring their resale leads, take them to coffee, discuss a referral arrangement for resale properties or other opportunities that you've discovered so far, because at this point you will have educated yourself and, you know, learned about the product, learned about the builder, et cetera. Again, make sure you know their product before you set up these coffees and visits. Step number 8, set appointments with sales managers, the actual builder or developer, to discuss listing spec homes or projects. Use your pre-listing package with a modified listing plan of action for their project, right? So you can use what we teach you with the normal pre-listing package, but you're going to modify your listing plan of action. I always recommend find out what they need the most and then embed that in your listing plan of action. So if they're in desperate need of somebody to help them out sitting in the model on Saturday afternoons because they can't get any of their normal people to do it, well, maybe you build that into your listing plan of action. Maybe, and some of you guys have built in a menu of services that you assist with, depending on the level of sophistication of the builder or developer, some of these guys are not as good as you would think at things like knowing the product that sells the best. So you can sit in with architectural review, what are they actually building. You can talk about, you know, are 4 bedrooms more popular than 3? Probably. You know, what about first floor masters versus not? All these types of consultation types of things where you can lend your specialist opinion because you've been out in the market. Being available to them to meet with buyers when they're not available, all kinds of different things you can add to your listing plan of action so that you're using your pre-listing package, but you're modifying it for new construction. So go ahead and set those appointments with sales managers, the actual builder or developer. And you may not even get those spec homes right off the bat, but even then you're building that relationship, and that may lead to maybe another relationship of someone else that they know that can use your services. So just remember, we're planting seeds here. One thing leads to the next, and don't be surprised when they say, yes, absolutely, this is exactly what we're looking for. Tell me more about what you do. So I wrote down next step, lather, rinse, repeat. There are new projects getting started all around you all the time. This is not a stagnant one-time adventure. Make sure you're educated, communicating, and participating with all the new construction all the time. Make yourself known as a new construction specialist. You know, you can even use 1-800-HOME hotline and advertise yourself. If you're interested in, say, all new construction in Round Rock, Texas, make yourself the specialist. You don't have to have all the listings. You just have to have the knowledge. So point number 10, and then I'm going to toss it back to you, Tim, because I've got to get ready for my premier call. Consider joining your area's architectural review committee, urban planning, or other organizations so that you can really be on the inside track, especially in your more dense urban populations where you're dealing with teardowns and conversions. It's good to get yourself on those types of committees so that you know exactly what's happening, not to mention expanding your center of influence. So back to you, Tim.
No, I think that's – guys, look, we gave you a ton of information today, as we always do. So here's the goal. Here's what you have to do. I want you to decide what two or three things you want to implement. If you didn't hear anything today that, you know, makes you happy, listen to yesterday's show. By the way, guys, we have, what, 1,000 past shows that you can listen to anytime you want at timandjulieharris.com. The feedback we get constantly from you guys is that you love the show because it's tactical, it's practical, and it helps you get into action. So, look, if you're right now looking out your window and saying, oh, my God, it's here in the middle of March, and I'm looking out the window, and it looks like it's the middle of the winter, and flowers should be coming up and the rest of it, and you're kind of, like, not knowing what to do, go back and listen to past shows. Ear gorge on basically information to get into action. But remember, guys, don't just passively listen. Take action on what you're listening to. That's what's critically important. The winners are the ones that take the action. They don't wait to feel a certain way. They don't wait for a mindset to be in alignment. They take the action, and then what happens, the emotions follow. Look, guys, if you've not requested your free coaching call, it's our way of thanking you for being a loyal listener. Just go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com, freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Or if you'd like, you can also just go directly to, or if you're on the website, rather, you can just fill out that little form that's right there underneath the player button. Either way, by putting your name, email, phone number, you're going to get, you're entitled to a free coaching call, but you're also going to get those 6 free books. Guys, if you ever need us for anything, I want you to communicate with me directly, tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. And if you need us for anything, let us know. Have a fantastic day. We'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows, and until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.